The following podcast and PowerPoint presentation are for the patients of the Kaiser Permanente Centers for Reproductive Health. Medication should be used as prescribed by your IVF physician. We're here today with Shalini Gunawardena, the charge nurse from the Kaiser Permanente Center for Reproductive Health.
Welcome. The following podcast and PowerPoint presentation will outline the steps needed to administer a subcutaneous injection. To help facilitate the process, you may find it beneficial to print out the following PowerPoint presentation. Please take a moment now to confirm that the medication you have been asked to take is administered subcutaneously. My name is Shalini Gunawardena, and I'm the charge nurse at the Kaiser Permanente Center for Reproductive Health in Fremont. I've been working in the field of infertility for the last 17 years and have worked with many patients like you who have been asked to learn this new skill. This podcast has been developed as a tool to help you administer a subcutaneous injection. You will be asked to give numerous subcutaneous injections during the course of your infertility treatment. So we hope that the information presented in this podcast will help you feel comfortable administering the injection with the least amount of anxiety. Let's get ready to proceed. Please move to slide 2, entitled General Injection Instructions, Getting Ready. Gather all medications, syringes, and any additional supplies that may be required. Choose a flat surface, such as a kitchen or bathroom counter. Make sure you clean the flat surface with alcohol and let air dry. Wash your hands with antibacterial soap, and now begin the process of setting up your supplies on that flat surface. Distractions can occur during the process, so finding a quiet area in the house to perform the injection can eliminate the possibility of errors. Please proceed to slide 3. Slide 3 outlines the subcutaneous administration sites. Let's take a moment to review the injection sites found on slide 3. The first site is the fleshy area in the back of the upper arm. The second site is the lower abdomen. Please note, we'd like you to stay below the belly button. Site 3 is the middle one-third of the thigh. You can locate this site by placing one hand breadth above the knee and one hand breadth below the juncture of your upper thigh. The area in between is considered the middle third of the thigh. When giving your injection at this site, please stay to the outer segment of the thigh. By gravitating towards the inner thigh, we tend to be a little bit more sensitive. Identify the site that you have decided to use for the subcutaneous injection. Either one of these three sites is acceptable. Additionally, rotating the injection site will also be beneficial. This will help cut down on any potential tenderness you may develop. Let's move on to slide number 4, preparing to give the injection. Now that you have identified the site that you are going to administer the injection, let's prepare to give the injection. Pinch the injection site, raising the top layer of skin. Wipe the site with alcohol. Please note, if you do not have rubbing alcohol or alcohol wipes, do not worry. You can use a mild soap and water to clean the area. Insert the needle into the raised pinch, making sure the needle is inserted all the way to the hub and is at a 90-degree angle to the skin. Depress the plunger and inject the medication. Please make sure all medication is administered prior to withdrawing the needle. This can be achieved by counting to 3 after the plunger is completely depressed. Pull the syringe out of the pinched skin and release the pinch. Place pressure to the injection site. Congratulations, you've now completed your first subcutaneous injection. That concludes the podcast for administration of a subcutaneous injection. If you need an additional review of the materials, please feel free to review the materials again. We're now going to take a slight pause, and we're going to go to some frequently asked questions.
Shalini, let me ask you. I know patients often ask, does the needle have to go all the way in to the injection site?
Yes. We ask that the needle be inserted fully all the way to the hub, and this is to ensure that to cut down on any potential irritation at the injection site and to also ensure that the medication is completely injected into the area that we want it to be administered.
Great. And I'm really afraid of making a mistake when I get my HCG injection. Is there anything I can do to make sure I don't mess up?
Yeah, there are a few different things. I strongly recommend that the materials be reviewed prior to the administration of the medication. It's always important to feel comfortable with what you're doing prior to actually going through the process. Additionally, your case managers are available during the day, Monday through Friday, in order to answer any questions you may have. So it's always beneficial to actually stay in close contact with them and ask any. Come prepared to ask questions when you're as you go through your IVF cycle.
Okay. What can I do if I find out that I'm getting close to the end of my cycle and I'm running low on my medications? What should I do?
Again, staying in close contact with your case managers will ensure that you have the appropriate amount of medication as you go through your cycle. It's always beneficial to make sure you know prior to every visit what medication level you have at home. So if you need additional medications, the case managers can order that for you.
And if I'm injecting the medication and I find that a little bit of the medication leaks out, is that a problem?
No. We actually anticipate about 10 to 15% of the medication is actually lost with every injection. So we actually factor that in when dosing of medications is determined.
I'm really afraid of making a mistake when I give myself my HCG injection. Is there anything I can do to make sure I don't mess up?
There are a few tools that you actually already have in order to ensure that your HCG injection is successful. You attended the one-on-one injection training class. You were provided an injection manual as well as this podcast. And those three, in combination with routine discussions with your case manager, will ensure that you are fully prepared for your HCG injection.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.